Is there any audience or critical feedback you wish to respond to?
I think there was a lot of audience and critical feedback. I think what was very interesting was the way that different people received the text and the production, and I think different people responded to different things. And this was true even when we did stage reading, more than a year before the production, and different people wanted to see different things in the play. And so I think it had to come down to a choice of what do I want to see in the play, what are the themes I want to explore, what is the direction I want to take. Some people felt there should be more paradise lost, some people felt there should be less, some people felt I should focus more on the water margin, and some people, just wanted a two-man play, with just the two key, the protagonist and the antagonist. And I think eventually I had to make the choice to write the play that I wanted to write. And I feel that I have done that. So I guess even when the play was produced, eventually there are responses, depending on what people wanted to see, I think, in a way, from the play, and what their expectations were, perhaps. It's also very interesting to see that, people's responses also differed depending on whether they understood the language or whether they, were Chinese speaking or English speaking or both multilingual, and whether they could understand dialects. I noticed the people who did understand dialects, and especially the older generation, were extremely appreciative and very grateful to hear these languages. And I think they appreciated that. And I think that to them, that really lent to the authenticity of the play and that enhanced their whole experience of it, and which was what I was intending. Of course, there are others who maybe because of subtitling issues or whatever, were not able to access fully, parts of the play. And I think for them, that detracted a lot. And perhaps they wanted to see more of something or less of other things. Perhaps not everyone got to see exactly, they wanted to. I think for me, the history was a big part of it, and a big reason why I wanted to write this play. And I did want to capture that historical element. Of course, some people felt that it should be, that there should be less history and more just, dramatics of it. But I think that, part of what I was trying to write was a historical docudrama. And capture some sense of that, and capture as much of that, and of course necessarily recreate on my own, the bits that I have to imagine necessarily. So I think the response really differed a lot depending on really what your own expectations were. And so I thought that was interesting. It was also interesting to see, I think, the differences in the reaction between the English press and the Chinese press. So the reviews from the English side were actually quite different from the Chinese side. And the Chinese critiques were actually, for me, because I've never been really critiqued by a Chinese press before, were actually very enlightening and eye-opening. And I think the things that they focused on and the responses that the play garnered from them, and it was, in some ways, they went deeper, I think, than the English press. It was not just about, the pacing issues or, certain accents, that they were not happy with or whatever. But I think a lot of more fundamental questions were asked about the nature of governance, I think they felt more of a sense of the political undertones of the play, what that meant for, and I think they saw it even more strongly as a metaphor for the governance, for the Singapore government, and the choices it had made, during certain periods of time in history. And so I found that really, really interesting, and some people responded very strongly to that, and I was really excited to see those kinds of responses. As opposed to, I guess, responses that were very much based on one's personal preference and bias on what you expect the play to be like.
Yes, that's true.